Chapter 1. Meeting the Characters. Emily and Kyle were both 10 years old, the best of friends, and very excited that the summer holidays had arrived. Good weather and no homework made them feel very happy. Emily and Kyle would spend their summer pretending to have adventures or just chatting about imaginary stuff like fairies and goblins and monsters. Kyle was tapping his toe against the garden wall while listening to Emily's ideas. It was a rat-a-tat-tat kind of tap, though soft enough that nobody could hear it. Nobody, that is, except for the family of fairies on the other side of the wall. "I wonder if there are real fairies," said Emily, while fixing her long flowing hair with a hair clip. "What?" said Kyle, who had a habit of not listening during conversation. Kyle did not have long flowing hair, and had no idea what function a hair clip performed. Instead, he had lodged a finger firmly up his nose as he tried to remove something most irritating. "I said, I wonder if there are real fairies," asked Emily again. "Probably," answered Kyle, just as he revealed the largest, greenest bogey he had ever seen. "They're probably listening to us right now." Meanwhile, on the other side of the wall, little people, not much bigger than AA batteries, were whispering to each other. One was complaining of a headache because of the noise emanating from Kyle. Another was laughing at the thought that the giants couldn't decide if fairies existed or not. "In fact," continued Kyle, "I bet there are fairies underneath your hostas." Kyle knew all about hostas. They were the only plant in the garden he knew anything about, to be fair. His mother was obviously fascinated by hostas because she had planted what seemed to be every variety along the border of his driveway. "Should we take a look?" asked Emily. "I suppose so. It's too hot today to do anything else," said Kyle. Scarlet, Amber, and Violet were sisters, and they did indeed live under one of the aforementioned hostas. Scarlet was the eldest and considered herself the boss. Her sisters were constantly being told what to do by Scarlet. "Do the dishes," ordered Scarlet. "Tidy your mushroom," ordered Scarlet. "Clean your wings," ordered Scarlet. Orders, orders, orders. All day, every day, there were orders. Amber and Violet were fed up being ordered about. Scarlet, however, felt it was her duty to keep things just so where she lived, and that meant ordering the other fairies about. She didn't like being so bossy, but she was rather good at it. Of course, she was only bossy with her sisters. She couldn't boss the king and queen about, that would be wrong, nor could she boss the weather fairies about, and she certainly couldn't boss the tooth fairy about.